here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
How you doing?
All right, let's do it!
Welcome to another edition of Totally Useless Movie Trivia Podcast.
You got it, silly.
Okay. So, just to let you guys know, if you're interested in buying any DVDs and things like that, don't forget to hit the links on the page, Cinescape Presents or Cinescape. A couple of average joes.com. I know it's kind of weird, but it's a couple of average joes.com is the network. A couple of average joes is our network. Cinescape is part of a couple of average joes network. That's the movie end. So Cinescape, movie reviews, the totally useless movie trivia, things like that. Like I said, if you're looking for DVDs, et cetera, go ahead and hit the links. That's all I have to say about that. We are doing The Color of Money, silly.
Yes, we are, silly.
Okay, who am I talking to, silly?
Big Gay Joe.
Big J. Joe.
Big J. Joe?
Big J. Joe.
Yes, we're going to talk about this fine film starring Tom I'm Not Gay Cruise and Paul Newman.
Okay.
I get so excited when we talk about Tom Cruise.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so number 10, silly.
You realize that in this movie they hit a lot of balls, right?
If they're always being hit, they can never be blue. So, like
I'm sure
I said,
there's a couple of them on the table, but whatever.
Number 10, silly.
Number 10.
Paul Newman set up a rehearsal period before filming began.
Okay.
That's fascinating. Like, does that mean that, like, you're supposed to rehearse before you do a filming?
That's what I always thought you were supposed to get the script and read the lines and learn them.
Wow. That is totally useless.
Okay.
Number 9, silly. The cue used was not a genuine balabushka, but a joss made to look like a balabushka.
Okay. I didn't know that there was... Well, I knew that there were certain cues. I didn't know that there was specificities when it came to this movie about what type of cues were used.
Yeah, I don't shine cues. I shine helmets.
I'm sure you do.
So,
of course, you get to run that wood right through your fingers.
Excuse me. Don't want to get too excited. So, number 8, silly.
Number 8.
At one point in the film, Eddie comments that it's been 25 years since he last played. In real life, it had been 25 years since The Hustler in 1961, where Newman had first played Fast Eddie.
Yes. And that was the reason why I was in there is because of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, huh?
Well, it's accurate time.
Yes.
Like how Independence Day Resurgence was 20 years after the events of the first Independence Day.
Yes, and it still sucked.
But not the good kind.
25 years of sucking.
All right, number 7, silly.
7.
Bruce A. Young, who plays Moselle, the man who challenges Vince to play when Eddie is at the motel. He also plays the transvestite prostitute who arrives to Joel's house in the Tom Cruise movie Risky Business.
Yeah. I got a trig test in the morning and we're being chased by Guido the killer pimp.
Rebecca De Mornay. Mm. More like Rebecca De Boring.
Mm, no.
Should have had a real man in there.
Uh-huh.
Then they would show Tom the real Risky Business.
He probably went home with the transvestite prostitute after that scene was done.
Should have been called Risky Business End.
I didn't say that.
Number 6, silly. At one point, Eddie tells Vincent he hasn't played serious pool since before Vincent was born. In real life, Tom Cruise wasn't born until the year after The Hustler was released.
Yes, again, another joke in the movie. In joke.
What's so funny about it?
And the fact that it's true.
Wow.
Yes.
It's so accurate.
Yes. Accuracy makes the movie. Have you seen The Color Money?
I have seen it.
Jackie Gleason was in the first one.
It's been a long time, but yeah. I believe that if like the person who put up this here useless trivia.
Not Gay Joe.
If he had done his research, he would have put up the intelligent kind that would actually state why Jackie Gleason did not return for this film.
Because he was dead.
No, no, no. He turned it down.
Oh.
Then he died.
Then he died. I think he turned it down because he was sick.
I think because he was so sexually repressed.
That too. And really fat.
He never got to give it to Norton.
So far as we know.
Until Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Okay.
Norton, I want you to. Anyways.
Number five, sillies.
Five.
The guy sitting at the bar in The Hustle where Eddie is filling up Carmen is the same guy who plays Uncle Pat, Tom Cruise's uncle in Cocktail.
Huh.
So what's
strange uncle?
What's the guy's name?
Uncle Pat.
What's the actor?
I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Straight Joe.
I thought it was, is it in the Hustler or is it in The Hustle? During the Hustle scene? The Hustle.
Yeah.
Instead,
we get Weird Uncle from Kokomo.
Yeah. The Weird Uncle who is feeling up Tom Cruise in Cocktail.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I like that one so much.
You're welcome.
Number four.
Four.
The first pool hall to which Eddie, Vincent, and Carmen go was above the Lincoln Tap Room Bar. Ooh, I like that name.
Been by there.
On the north side of Chicago. As of February 2015, the bar is still open and directly across from the Church of Scientology.
Coincidence.
They park and walk past where the church is now located. It's a strange coincidence since Cruise is very, very big into Scientology.
I would say that's an understatement. He's like number two in the Scientology church.
Do you know who else is sexually repressed?
No.
He's in Scientology too. Come on, silly.
Jeff Goldblum?
No, George silly. Clooney? No. Come on. Starts with a J and ends with a Travolta.
Joe Travolta?
You're helpless. You're hopeless, silly.
I'm less than worthless.
Number three.
Three.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio and Martin Scorsese both share the same birthday of November 17th.
It's not Mastrantonio. It's Mastrantonio.
Sorry, I had something else on my mind.
I know.
Because I'm gay, you know, so everything's sexual.
Anyways, they share the same birthday. But you didn't even get the joke. Mass trans, Tonio.
I did.
Mass
I just,
tranny,
Tonio. I said, don't get me excited.
Don't get me excited.
Number two.
Two.
The Color of Money was released exactly 1 month before Martin Scorsese's 44th birthday.
Fucking useless piece of shit trivia that is.
Well, I think, you know, if you were alive during that time, you had a birthday around there.
Yeah.
Within 12 months of it, at least, at the most, you know.
I mean, it would have been interesting if it was released, you know, an hour before his birthday.
Silly. Number one.
One. Oh, yeah. It's the final countdown. It's number one on our list of the totally useless movie trivia countdown of top 10 Color of Money. Actually, I did that wrong. It's the last of the Color of Money. It's the number one piece of movie trivia that you have been waiting for.
It's all come down to this.
It's all come down to this.
That's all I wanted you to say.
Well, usually you say it right after I say it, so what's the point?
This is the biggest piece of information right here. Martin Scorsese, he breaks the rack at 1:30:20, which I would assume is at 90 minutes and 20 seconds into the film.
Does Martin Scorsese actually break the rack, or does Tom Cruise or Paul Newman break the rack?
Does it really matter?
No. No, it doesn't.
Exactly. And that's why this is called Totally Useless Trivia.
Yes.
So, you're welcome, everybody. I hope you enjoy it.
Here, you can read this one.
You really want me to? Tom Cruise did his own trick shots for the film, except for one in which he had to jump two balls to sink another. Oh.
In his mouth.
You know what's better than one ball in a Tom Cruise sentence?
No.
Two balls. He makes me feel gay all day. Hooray.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all we have.
That's all I've got. I'm totally spent. So this is Big Gay Joe. And once again, Little Scaredy Cat wasn't here.
I actually like this one. Legendary game developers John Carmack and John Romero revealed that this film, especially the exchange between Vincent and Moselle, was the main reason behind the title of Doom and its sequels. They got it from the scene in which Tom Cruise walks into the pool hall and is asked what's in the case that he's carrying, and his answer, Doom. Pretty cool.
If Tom Cruise was hiding me in his bowling case,
I'm sure.
You know what would come out?
Your balls.
Boom.
Here come the boom.
Okay, I gotta say toodles. I have things to do.
Boom
and people,
goes the dynamite.
And people to see.
Yeah? You have to go now?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
All right. And as always, don't spare the Crisco. Bye, folks.
Good night, you weirdo. Oh, I guess that's it.
Yeah, motherfucker, that's it. There is no more.
Okay.
There is no more.
I'm
that's
vamping.
All you get.
Vamping for time.
Vamping for time.
Vamping.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me at... You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember... Share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see a little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah, click anything that says share, like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but, you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Sure.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.